Sounds English by J.D. O'Connor and Claire Fletcher. Published and copyright Longman Group UK Limited, 1989. Cassette 2. Unit 13. V. Voice. F. 5. P. Pen. Task 1. Distinguish between V and F and P. 1-1. Listen.
Van. Fan. Very. Ferry. Veil. Fail. Veal. Feel. Vine. Fine. Vole. Foal. Leave. Leaf. Save. Safe. Alive. A life. Believe. Belief. Prove. Proof.
1-2. Listen to these words. For each one, write the word you hear. 1.
Van.
2.
Very.
3.
Fail.
4.
Veal.
5.
Fine.
6.
Foal.
7.
Leaf.
8.
Save.
9.
A life.
10.
Believe.
11.
Prove.
1-3. Listen to these sentences. For each one, write the word you hear. 1.
We saw a vole by the river.
2.
She bought an expensive fan.
3.
He had a few.
4.
The fines are quite high.
5.
The USA has vast motorways.
1-4. Listen.
Faint. Paint. Fail. Pale. Fast. Past. Foot. Put. Fray. Pray. Fair. Pair. Fit. Pit. Farm. Palm. Feel. Peel. Fat. Pat. Coffee. Copy. Fort. Port.
1-5. Listen to these words. Write the words you hear. 1.
Faint.
2.
Pale.
3.
Fast.
4.
Foot.
5.
Pray.
6.
Pair.
7.
Fit.
8.
Palm.
9.
Feel.
10.
Pat.
11.
Coffee.
12.
Fort.
1-6. Listen to these sentences. For each one, write the word you hear. 1.
The notice on the door said full.
2.
She enjoyed the fair.
3.
They sold their pigs at the market.
4.
The peas are very expensive.
5.
There's a fan on the table.
6.
Colchester was a Roman port.
Unit 13, Task 2. Say V. Listen to this news story.
This evening, police stopped a van containing 7 men. 5 of the men were carrying knives. In the van were several very valuable paintings. The driver said a friend gave him the paintings when he had to leave his large house. He couldn't remember where the friend lived. The police didn't believe him. They drove the van to the police station. The 7 men are still there.
Unit 13, Task 3. Say F. Listen to this conversation.
It's Philippa's 4th birthday on Friday.
That's funny. Philippa is 15.
Yes, she's 15, but it's her 4th birthday. She was born on February the 29th, so she only has a birthday every 4 years.
Unit 13, Task 4. Say V and F. 4A. Listen to 2 people talking about their lives.
My father's job involves travelling. We have to move quite often. We've lived in 5 different places in the last 7 years. I love it. I've got friends I can visit in all 5 places. But my mother hates moving. She hates leaving her friends. She says she leaves part of herself behind every time she moves.
I work in an office in the capital, but live in a village. Well, just outside the village, in fact, in an old farmhouse. I grow flowers and vegetables. I like the fresh air, and the people are very friendly. I love the country, but the travelling is difficult. The traffic is awful. I often leave home before 7 and don't arrive at the office till 8:30.
Unit 13, Task 5. Say F and P. 5-2. Listen to this conversation. Notice the intonation in the before sentences. The voice rises in the first part of the sentence and falls in the last part.
Which is the most useful machine in your office?
The personal computer. I can put facts and figures into the computer and find them again fast. Before we had the computer, I could never find the right piece of paper.
The photocopier. I can type a draft, correct it, then make copies on the photocopier. Before we had the photocopier, it was awfully difficult to make perfect copies.
The coffee machine. I can have a cup of coffee whenever I feel like it. Before we had the coffee machine, I had to fetch coffee from the cafe next door.
I preferred it when you had to go to the cafe. Now there are coffee cups all over the office.
And yesterday I had just made 44 perfect copies, and you poured a cup of coffee all over them.
Unit 13, Task 6. Say V and F and P. Listen to a supervisor in a supermarket. She's telling someone where to put some fruit and vegetables. As you listen, label the picture on page 63.
Please put the frozen vegetables in the freezer, the peas at the front. Then put the fresh fruit and vegetables on the shelves next to the freezer, the vegetables on the right. The potatoes are in 4-pound bags. Put those on the floor, and be careful, they are very heavy. Lift them one at a time. Then put the other vegetables on the shelves above. Fruit goes on the shelves on the left of the freezer. Fill the bottom shelf first with apples and pears. Then put the peaches and the other fresh fruit on the next shelf, and the dried fruit on the top shelf. First the apricots on the left, then the figs, and finally the prunes.
Now look at the picture on page 63 and describe where the things are.